We're back with another episode.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed during the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler podcast series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent any specific employer, organization, committee, or other group or individual. The primary purpose of this podcast series is to educate and inform. This podcast series does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services.
It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off. It's the Face Off. It's the Face Off. Spread love, spread light, and don't forget to laugh your face off.
You don't come here for the facts. You come here for the entertainment, okay?
That's if you're here for the facts, you're the wrong
place. Wrong podcast. We are here to entertain you. That's why we give a disclaimer at the beginning of our podcast.
Boom, baby.
We're here to educate and inform with entertainment.
Yeah.
That is it. Welcome back to another episode of the Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. We are back at it again.
Ow, son of a.
What did you just do?
I hit my tailbone on the chair.
Ooh. Ma'am, please be careful.
I haven't done that in a long time.
If
that
y'all say hurts. Anything about our background, you are anti-black. We were in the studio and we're transitioning studios and all that good stuff. Unfortunately, the air in the studio that we're using is broken right now or not in commission. So we're at a different location. Anyway.
I don't know how many of y'all are from the southern part of the United States. But it is hot as shit.
It really is.
So
it
really when is. You don't have central air conditioning somewhere, it's awful.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
So no.
Remember, I went through that last year where my AC went out and I had to get a whole brand new AC and it was miserable the entire
time. It's just not fun. It's an awful feeling.
Yeah, very awful. Ugh. Being hot, it just like you don't have room for or energy for dumb people, dumb stuff. You get irritated a lot
faster.
That's
why so many people get shot in the summer. Everyone has a short fuse and they're going crazy.
That's very true.
Everyone is going crazy.
And they have nothing but time.
Road rage is at an all-time high.
Well, yeah, that's true. And depending on where you are location-wise. How was your week this past week?
It's fine. Nothing to report. Yeah, it was fine.
Okay, how was work? Work was work?
Work is work, you know? You see the people, you do the things. I save lives every day. My patients are very blessed to have me. I don't know what else to say.
I love that for them.
Yeah, every time I walk in the room, I'm like, man, aren't you lucky to see me?
I love that for you.
I carry that energy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm back to doing that thing where I go above and beyond to do multiple parts of my job that aren't necessary to stop me from doing my actual job.
Okay, that was a lot. Yeah.
So
I get what you're saying.
I only took my meds like 2 out of 5 days this week.
That's progress.
So I was just rocking and rolling.
You know?
Yeah.
That's progress.
That's what I'm saying.
It could have been 0 days.
Could have been zero, it was two.
Yeah. Well, did they put the amphetamines back in your...
Oh, yeah, they're kicking.
Oh, good,
they're
good.
They're hitting.
Good. I'm glad for you for that.
Yeah. My issue now is like I'm hitting a very hard 2 p.m. slump on my medicine. And 2 p.m. is like...
Is that because you're not taking it regularly or because you're taking it back again?
No, it's just extended release. Okay. 2 p.m. is like where it like dips. And that's when I need to be kind of the most productive because I'm trying to get out of there on time.
Gotcha.
So just navigating that's a little hard. But other than that, your girl is doing all right.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad for you.
My biggest win was today when someone thought the song from Mulan was... Let's get down to business to defeat the Hans, which is a joke because it's Huns.
It's definitely the Hans.
And we had probably about a 15-minute argument about it. That was right.
It's so, definitely highlight the of Hans. The week. It's the Hans.
But no.
To defeat the Hans.
Hans.
It's Hans.
The Hans.
It's Hans.
All right. Anyway, how was
Mulan,
your week?
Tell us what it is.
Yeah, where's she at?
Yeah, the writers of Mulan, let us know. And I'm still, even if you say it's the Hans, we're still going to say the Hans. Anyway, my week was actually really good. As you know, was off for the week.
I'm so jealous.
And I was very excited. So
what'd you do with your time off?
Oh, I had, actually my family came in town and I had some family come in town and it was amazing. My mom came in town and she spent some time with me.
Shouts out mom.
And shout out to my mom. And it was her birthday. Actually, she celebrated her birthday while she was here with us and with me and my family, and it was great. I took them to Comfort Cafe, so they got a chance to eat
favorite.
There, and we went to Sangria on the Berg, which
also
was really great
one.
Shout out to them.
Did you drink Sangria?
We did. No, I didn't, because it was just me and my mom.
Does she drink?
No. Mm-hmm. She used to before she got saved.
Jail is old as time.
I said she found Jesus. She don't taste of the devil's wine, but
he turned water to wine.
He really
that
did.
That was the New Testament.
I just usually don't. I mean, I'm not a big drinker. You know that. I'll let wine sit in my house for forever and still not even open it. But we went. I took them to Alamo Cafe, right? So shout out to Alamo Cafe, but kind of
those
not.
Tortillas though.
Okay, they were good, but this man's car got stolen. So we walk in, they're like, oh, it's like a 15-minute wait. Yeah, that turned into like 45 minutes. But anyway, neither here nor there. So then this guy gets out because they do like to go orders. Mm-hmm. This guy gets out of his car. I guess he left his keys in his car, left his car running, which I don't recommend you do anywhere, no matter where
Damn.
You live.
And in so, this economy.
Right. So then this lady comes up after him and she's like, well, sir, did you give your car to somebody? Because you know they don't do valet here. And so he's like, no. And she was like, these two men jumped in your truck as soon as you drove off. I mean, as soon as you came in the restaurant, and they drove off in your truck. So they called the police came, and even like our waiter was like, hey, y'all might want to check on your car because this has now been a weekly thing where the past like 3-4 weeks one person's car has been getting either broken into or stolen around here.
Which Alma Cafe did you go to?
San Pedro.
Oof.
That's like a safe area.
Yeah, nowhere safe these days.
I mean, it's closer to Stone Oak, but
you know what? That just sucks because Alamo Cafe is supposed to be a safe, fun place.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
With all the flour tortillas and queso you could need.
Well, and then, okay, so here's the thing. You know how I don't make everything about race, but I can. Okay.
That's what someone says right before they make everything about race.
I'm absolutely about to make this about race because I feel like she didn't say this to anybody else. So when we were there at the restaurant, the girl says, and she's a young little white girl. And so she says, oh, your table is ready, da 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 da. She's like, oh, just to let you know, the kitchen is a little slow, is running a little slow. So if your food takes a little bit longer to come out, just don't get upset with your waiter. And so I said to her,
you think that was racial?
I don't know what it was, but it couldn't be anything else. But I said to her, I said, is that something that you tell everybody? She's like, well, no, I'm just saying because, you know, people get upset with the waitress and da da da. And I said, ma'am, okay, you just told me that my table is ready. And that's the first thing that you say is don't get an attitude with your waitress. Like, I know I'm a grown ass woman. I know how to act in a restaurant. Like, what the, why would you tell me that? And I said, did you tell everybody else that? And she just stood there looking at me like I was stupid.
I will say, not trying to ruffle feathers, but Alamo Cafe is where all the little white high school kids worked, Mexican restaurant wise.
Well, yeah, I was just like,
different crowd.
I was just like, I said, why is that the first thing that you say? Not even like, oh, have a great dinner. I hope you enjoy your dinner. Like the first thing you say is just, oh, the kitchen is running a little behind. So please don't get an attitude with the waitress because it's the kitchen. Who else did you tell that to?
Hmm.
I'm just like,
I had to be there. I would have to sense it out.
No, you didn't have to be there. I know what it's about. Trust me. Hold on. 1 second.
There you want a jumper? Should we steal her car?
Definitely not. I mean, if her car isn't better than mine, no. And if she still has a car payment, hell no. So no, we're not doing that. But I was just like, why is that I think people just need to, again, it's too hot for stupidity.
Why did that need to be said unless you had said something?
I didn't say anything at all.
Unless she like overheard something, but like even then.
Literally, I was standing by the bar just chilling, just waiting on my text message for them to say, hey, it's time, your table is ready. And I'm like, and anybody else who got a table, she didn't say that too. Who were, guess what? Not black. It's very interesting. So anyway,
speaking of hate crimes,
oh Jesus, okay,
did you see the video of the people rallying together, the beautiful band of black people in Montgomery, Alabama?
I absolutely saw that,
y'all. This video,
black power, I love it. Oh, there we go.
This video just,
I love it for them,
ignited a fire within me.
Really? You felt black?
I felt black.
I love that for you. So you guys don't know what we're talking about.
I would be on the right side
of
that fight.
You'd definitely be recording or just be like, whoa.
Yeah, but I'd be with the other people.
True. Very true.
Who were on the right side.
Well, we'll give you a little context. There was an incident that occurred in Montgomery, Alabama, where black unity showed up and showed out. And so there was this black older gentleman, I guess, who worked for the ferry or whatever. And he, parts of the story are just that he was trying to bring his ferry back, and there was a white family that their boat was in the way. Mm-hmm. And so apparently there were some words exchanged between him and this white
John
thug.
B. Outer Banks looking motherfucker.
This white thug who had no home training starts beating on the man. Mm-hmm. And all the rest of these other white thugs come out and start jumping the poor innocent black man.
They were jumping this older black man.
Yeah. And so other black men and women came to his aid. And it was a great day for black reparations.
It was cinematic.
It really was.
Commentary, there's people jumping in the water so yes. they could get to the dock to get to him. People Absolutely. Are coming out of the freaking woodwork.
It was amazing.
To go defend this man. And then it just becomes a freaking all-out brawl.
Yeah, and the police were like, oh, God damn it, we don't know who to arrest. But I did see that they reported on the news in Montgomery that they arrested those white thugs as well as the black people who were defending. The black upstanding human citizens of society that were helping this black man. So yeah.
The news anchor who was reporting it, I don't know if you saw that clip, but he was like, you could tell so very cautiously choosing his words.
He's
absolutely. They, all of the people, them, there, right. got involved. Them.
Who are they? Go Robert Downey Jr.
He was like, some people got into an altercation.
All I got to say is black unity is amazing. That's all I'm saying.
The commentary from that video is so good.
It was the best. I'll tell you what else was not good, though. Where am I going with this? Oh, speaking of water, right?
All right. You're doing great.
Oh, sorry. My glasses were doing something weird. Speaking of, damn it, I touched something. right, sorry.
It's okay. Let's take a beat.
Speaking of not great, did you hear about the lady who died, the 35-year-old who died of water toxicity?
I heard about it. And when I read water toxicity, I thought Flint, Michigan doesn't have water.
True.
But I'm now hearing that's not what that is about.
No. So apparently this married mom of two, she went on like a hike or whatever with her family, her husband and her two kids, and she drunk 4 16-ounce bottles of water within 20 minutes.
That doesn't seem outrageous to me.
It doesn't, but I guess her sodium must have already been depleted because people think, yes, true. But also people think that, drinking lots of water is actually healthy for you, and it's not, especially if you're not replacing the mineral. Exactly, because you have normal levels of sodium in your body. And of course, if you keep drinking water and you're not replenishing your sodium, you're only going to cause water toxicity, and it could lead to death. It could be fatal.
That's what's scary about this heat. I feel like everyone's getting dehydrated so quickly, and you would think naturally, oh, I'll just drink a shit ton of water.
Right, but if you're not replacing it, like I know a lot of people have been saying, put like Celtic salt or like a pinch of pink Himalayan salt or something like sea salt or something like that in your water to bring back those minerals, then it kind of balances your sodium levels.
Drinking that much water would make me so bloated.
Not really. Like when I would cut my grass, like, and I'm really, really hot, I would down 2 16-ounce bottles of water back to back real easy.
Good, good.
Yeah. And then I'd take a little break and then go and do another one. And
damn.
Yeah. But I also too, I mean, I have a lot of sodium. I mean, if you eat some
salty
Lay's,
bitch, huh?
Not really. I mean, some days I want salty, other days I want sweet, but it just depends.
Interesting.
Yeah. But that's
sad. Favorite salty snack?
Oh, chips.
But like what chips?
I like as I'm getting older, I like the plain Lay's.
There is something about a plain Lay's potato chip. You can't just eat one.
It has the right amount of salt on it.
And they just get better and better as you keep going until you're halfway through with the bag.
Absolutely.
It's like salted air.
Don't eat a bag of Lay's.
Fucking delicious.
Original Lay's in the yellow bag while you're watching a new movie, because you will polish off the whole bag and you won't even realize you just did it.
Love an original Lay's.
Absolutely. You're the best. The absolute best. I agree. What's your favorite?
I'm a Cheeto Puff girl. I love a Cheeto Puff. Never met a Cheeto Puff I don't like.
So you eat like the jalapeno ones too?
Oh no, I don't like those.
Oh, so well, like, clearly you just lied.
I like the original Cheeto Puffs or the Curly Q ones.
I like those too.
I also like Doritos. Anything that will turn my fingers orange, I'm down for.
Do you eat Takis?
Oh yeah.
I was gonna say, I've never seen you eat Takis before.
I'm not a chip gal in general. I like sugar. So
yeah, that's true.
That's why. But I will eat Takis. I like hot fries more than I like Takis.
Mmm, interesting.
So glad we had this conversation.
Me too, definitely. Well, I'll tell you what were you talking about, Simone Biles?
She's back.
I love that for her.
She just was doing gymnastics.
As we all know,
she's a gymnast.
Right.
I completely blanked on what she just won.
What was it?
She won the things. Hold
something
on.
All
this
around.
Is a very quick Google search. But I saw her flipping and a flopping.
So she clearly had to be back.
She's more back than we've ever been.
Absolutely.
This is how this whole episode is going to go.
Hold on. Okay. But the fan, the supporters love, you know, I hate calling people fans. I really think that that's weird.
I hate calling the bitches, the ladies bitches, but the bitches love it.
No, I just, okay. So of course, the first thing I open up is the man swinging the chair in Montgomery. Okay.
Sorry to bring this up again, but in this video in Alabama, this fucking the best. It's I hate when people say the race wars, but like this is what that was, and it was beautiful.
Guns down.
There is this man who grabs a folding chair and beats the ever living shit out of this woman. Just whop some like WWE shit,
and it is
hilarious. It was comedy.
Listen, Uncle Charlie, we're going to call him Uncle Charlie Bartholomew, okay? Django. Because
they were just whopping.
Listen, he felt that from his soul, and he had some shit to get off his chest.
He looks like he works a shitty ass 9-to-5.
Yeah.
And he hates his boss. And he was like, you look like my boss.
And he had one opportunity to just.
You had one shot.
Listen.
One opportunity.
And Mr. Charlie took it. And I love that for him. I love that for him. But anyway, so what is
the U.S. Classic?
Which we all know prepares you for
the Olympics.
Gotcha. Cool beans.
I think. Please don't be mad at me if that's wrong. But she hasn't been done gymnastics in 2 years. She won all around.
Yeah, because she just got married, right?
And floor. She got the highest score on the vault. And this is the first time she's competed since 2021.
True.
And I love that for her.
Me too. She's gotten married, her and her cute little husband. Like, I just love Simone Biles.
Also, every time I see her, I'm just like, I wish I could just flip.
I wouldn't want that kind of pressure. That's a
I mean,
lot
I don't want
pressure.
To be an Olympian, but I want to be able to, like, I don't know, do a backflip and my back not give out.
Yeah, I just want her flexibility.
Yeah, she looks extremely flexible. And yeah. She's like a powerhouse.
She is. I don't know that I want that much power, but I definitely want the flexibility.
I want to believably be able to, in a high-stakes situation, walk on my hands.
I just want to be able to jump a fence and land potentially breaking anything.
Yeah. So. I feel like that's attainable. How high of a fence?
You've never seen me climb a fence before.
No, okay. So that would be kind of weird.
Okay. So in high school, right?
Oh God.
I was involved in it. Most people probably did in the healthcare field. HOSA, which is Health Occupation Student of America. Right. And so.
Did you have to wear the white scrubs?
No, we were navy blue.
Oh, okay.
So this one particular day we had to go to this elementary school, which was up the street, to do the weights and the heights of all the kids at this elementary school, right? Of I think the third and fourth graders or whatever. So anyway, we're walking out toward the thing, toward the gate. And they locked it. And so the security guard wouldn't let us leave the thing. And we're like, yo, we're part of HOSA. Like, we literally have to be there at this whatever time. There was this particular gate that separated us from the middle school and then the elementary school. Mm-hmm. And of course, this gate had to be like, no lie, probably like an 8-foot gate. Like, this serious. So, of course, my friends, they're just like, oh, okay, well, you know, the clique of people that we used to be with, or the group of friends. And so they all climbed the gate, and I was like, y'all, I can't climb no gate. I'm too fat. Now, mind you, in high school, I thought I was fat, but I really wasn't. But anyway, I'm fat for real now. Anywho, so I climbed this gate.
That's neither here nor there.
I tried to climb this gate, and they're like, Monica, you can do it. You can do it. So the other two climbed back over to help push my fat ass up. And then I finally jumped the fence, and when I landed, I just became jello, and I was like, oh. And they were like, why the fuck would you land like that? I'm so glad cameras were not around during that time, because that would have made World Star, I'm quite sure.
I feel like. You're being dramatic.
I promise you I'm not. Marcia, she was there. Marcia was absolutely there. I think Crystal was there too. Crystal and Marcia, y'all were there.
I've only had to climb a couple fences in my day, but nothing that dramatic.
I don't do fences, no. I can squeeze between one. I've done that before.
Oh, absolutely not.
But not jumping. I can't jump fences. That Jesus didn't give me the Achilles for that.
No.
No, definitely not. I'm excited to see what Gabby Douglas is going to do.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see her and Simone just completely dominate.
We're getting a couple TBTs.
Yeah. Wait, TBTs?
Throwback Thursdays.
Oh, okay. I was like, what is that?
Okay.
Speaking of a throwback Thursday, what were you talking about the lady on the plane with the peanuts?
Okay. Couple things. They still serve peanuts on planes. I didn't know that. I'm a Southwest girly.
And yeah, but they ask you if you want one, like peanuts.
Yeah, but
or
they
pretzels.
Do Chex Mix now, or like those true. Pretzels.
Very true. Very true.
Apparently, there was this woman flying. It must have been a European airline because she was flying Germany to London? Period.
Allegedly,
on other flights, she has a severe peanut allergy, which I feel like a lot of people have peanut
allergies.
I do too. Which is why I think they don't serve peanuts anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Europeans don't care. So apparently on an airline had told the airline staff, like, hey, I have a severe peanut allergy. Mm-hmm. Can you please let the plane know? That way if they get peanuts, they know to keep them away from me.
Yeah.
Because I've had a reaction before. Who knows what kind of reaction? I don't know. It's not my business. Mm-hmm. And this flight attendant, probably because y'all voted not to give him $90 an hour, was like, absolutely not. That's against policy. I'm not doing it. And she's like, what do you mean? I could die. And he's like, that's not airline policy. I'm not doing it. That's ridiculous. So this woman had to buy every single package of peanuts on that plane so that no one else could buy them, so that no one would open them, so that she wouldn't have an allergic reaction.
So then what did they do with the peanuts?
Well, and then they asked her, they're like, okay, well, do you want them? She was like, no, I don't want them. I can't fucking touch them. I just don't want, no one else can have them around here if you're not going to make an announcement for them to eat them away from me.
I get what she's saying, because some people have really bad allergies, right? But I don't know how much accommodation she thought she was going to get on a public privileged transportation, because that's
a lot, because it's happened before. She's saying this on other airlines. She's told them they've made the announcement, or they just didn't serve the peanuts, or you'd have to eat them at the front of the back of the plane. I don't know.
But if they're selling them, then you're keeping them from a profit. So I can understand why they wouldn't want to accommodate her. Mm-hmm. I think they should accommodate, but I think I can understand why they wouldn't. Because, ma'am, if you're not going to buy every bag on this plane, then we're not going to keep people from eating them. And then now we can't get our money back for these peanuts.
See, my thought initially was, I know how I feel on a plane. And if you're going to tell me that I can't have what I want to eat on a plane because you're going to die, I just don't know how that's going to go over with me.
I'm probably not going to care.
No, probably not. It's just dependent on is it a flight home or is it a flight to somewhere? Am I happy? True. Am I tired? Is it a red eye? Is it early?
Yeah.
I don't know. I made the peanuts just to fuck with you.
Well, because I remember that one time I came back, this was this year, and the dad was like, oh, would you mind switching seats? Because these are my two sons right here in Delta Comfort Plus, and can you move back?
No.
Back?
Nope.
Hell no. Fuck you and your kids, sir. You should have booked your shit early like I did.
Can you move back?
Back two seats.
We only move up, sir. Yeah, we only move up.
Like, if this ain't no first class switcheroo, I'm not switching damn Comfort Plus to Comfort Plus. Hell no. Fuck you and your kids.
That's
I'm
a lateral move.
Hell no.
Won't be doing that.
Absolutely not. Yes, bitch. Bye. Get out of my face. Like, yeah,
people are taking too many liberties.
Yeah, but I think also, I totally get it from her perspective, but I think she may need to a degree, take other precautions when she flies.
Maybe you buy first class.
Or you need to put that on your ticket. Like, I wonder if you could, like, you know how you can get, like, wheelchair assistance or, like, mm-hmm. you need more time on the plane or something like that. If there's a way.
What was I going to say? Like, I don't like peanut butter?
Yeah, because you can't deny other people peanuts if they want peanuts and they don't have allergies.
Yeah, but I just don't think that then they're going to be like, well, I'm lactose intolerant. Well, I'm celiac. And everyone just gets an accommodation.
I just think it's a money thing. Because if we charge for peanuts, it's different if they were just giving out the peanuts. But if they charge you for the peanuts, these people are like, no, you're cutting in on our profit.
Peanut profit.
Yeah, our peanut profit. Yeah. We're not going to do that.
I think she spent like $200 on airplane peanuts that she couldn't even eat.
God damn, I wouldn't have bought that shit. I'd have been like, just goddamn it, let me put a hat over my face or some shit. I don't know.
Put a hat over your face.
Don't do that, but that's just weird.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Speaking, I just remembered this.
Okay.
This didn't happen to me. I was at a house get together this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl, we were talking about flight attendants, and this girl was like, oh my God, my friend's a flight attendant. Let me show you what someone told her. And the flight attendant is Asian, and she, during COVID, had asked this mayonnaise looking lady to put her mask on.
Okay.
And the lady was like, no. And she was like, ma'am, it's policy, you have to put your mask on. This lady proceeds to write out on a barf bag, she was like, you are nothing, your job is nothing. Just fucking flames this woman. Light says all these horrible things to her.
People are crazy.
And she ended up getting her banned from that airline.
I love that for them.
I love that. You cannot just be horrible to people for doing their job.
Especially not for people who are in the business of service. I say this all the time. Those of us who work in service, we are not your servants.
No.
And for anybody to think that being a flight attendant somehow is easy, do it for one flight.
I wouldn't want to do it.
I wouldn't want to do that either. And the thing that they don't deserve more money, everybody in the business of service deserves way more money.
True.
Triple their salary, quadruple it, hell.
Starting with healthcare.
Physical therapist and occupational therapist.
Thank you.
God damn it. We got to talk about it, okay? No. The elephant in the room, we got to talk about it because it's a doozy. And I'm very disappointed. I'm not disappointed because I don't believe it. Lizzo. We got to talk about Lizzo.
What is going on?
They
said never meet your heroes.
Listen, never meet your heroes because it may not be a great encounter. And also, too, people are human, right? And so they may be having a bad day. And then you may think, oh, well, this person don't like me. Bitch, they don't know you. Well, anyway, that's not the case here. So
but that has nothing to do with what we're about to talk about. Yeah,
nothing to do with that. But we got to talk about the Lizzo situation. So in social media news this week, we learned that there is a current lawsuit that is out against Lizzo from two of her former dancers.
Three, I think.
Now. Or three mm-hmm. of the former dancers. And as you all know, Lizzo had a competition show on Amazon Prime, I think it was, or Amazon. And they actually won two Emmys for the show. And it's called The Big Girls Season 1 and Season 2. It's basically a dance competition where plus size women who are dancers who rarely get opportunities to showcase their abilities. They were able to audition for her show to go on tour with Lizzo and then dance with her and go on tour, right? So allegedly in the lawsuit, there are complaints about harassment, fat shaming, saying that Lizzo allegedly forced them to eat bananas out
freaky
of
shit.
Exotic dancers' vaginas, and that she fat shamed them and told them, oh, well, you know that you could lose your job and blah, blah, blah. I'm going to just tell you this. I am not a stand for anyone except for Jesus Christ himself.
Amen, sister.
But I don't personally believe all of the stuff that they are saying about Lizzo.
It's just when, okay. And this also could be like a bias or whatever you want to call it. But when you go first to a news source before your lawsuit, I'm like, paper chase.
It depends on where you go for your, if you sat down with Gail, I believe you.
If this was a Diane Sawyer situation, maybe.
Right, but they sat down with TMZ.
This is a TMZ situation, so I'm already like 1 foot out.
But if you have here's the thing too. If you have a current lawsuit out, why are you talking about it publicly? If you really want to get a resolve, you would allow the court system to mm-hmm. handle whatever. Now, granted, blogs are going to look for this type of stuff anyway, so they're going to find it.
Yeah.
But the fact that you decide, I want to come on national TV and tell my story to the world to now have everybody else slander this particular person versus presenting your evidence in front of a jury or a judge and allow court proceedings to play, you know, its part. That's where I think it's really fishy. And then people were saying in the comments like, well, Lizzo, you need to speak up. You need to say something about this. Okay, if you're being sued, shut the fuck up.
Log off.
Like as a entity, as far as being a celebrity, the best thing for you is to shut the fuck up. Because you know what happened in 2 days? Trump got indicted. Something else is going to happen. So just be mm-hmm. quiet. The fact that she even released anything, to me, I felt like it was bad PR. And people were like, oh, you just released this little half-ass PR response.
Everyone,
yes, that's what the fuck
iOS
she's supposed to do.
Release. Everyone does an iOS
But it's
press
it's what she's supposed to. If you were going to release anything, it should have been something pre-written from your lawyer or from your PR staff. That's what the fuck you paid them for.
That's what you
but
paid them for.
But at the same time, I just feel like people were, the comments to me were so incredibly vile. People were just like, how the fuck a fat bitch gonna fat shame another fat bitch? Easy. If I want to call you fat, bitch, I'm gonna call you fat. I don't care if I'm fatter than you,
I'm
fat
more
ass.
Famous than you. This is my tour. I'm gonna say what the fuck I want.
But you know what? But I think
which
saddest.
I don't even think, they don't even say that she said that. They said that they felt like she was making them feel that way.
Exactly. And also there's
which
a
is
lot of
another thing. It's a bunch of soft facts. I got a lot of soft facts in this.
It's, but it's not even facts. It's your perception. Mm-hmm. Like here's the biggest thing. There are cold, hard facts that cannot be disputed. And then there are opinions. I can say to you, Alyssa, I just don't think you really get life. Well, that's my perception of you.
It's fair.
That's not a fact.
It's a fair point.
Well, I'm just saying. Just okay, let's say something.
Welcome to honesty. No,
I don't think that about you, but I'm just saying, I can have an opinion about right. you or an experience about you. That doesn't make it a fact. I can call you, well, wow, Alyssa's so quiet. She never talks. No, bitch, she don't talk to you.
That's a good point.
She talks to other people. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think also too, with this whole Lizzo situation, people, acting as if this is not a profession. Like, you are a dancer and you are a private contract. Okay. You enter into a contract with said entertainer to deliver a service, which is a certain level of energy, a certain level of adrenaline, or whatever the case may be, to produce a product, right? And she's on tour. If she sees you, I don't care if you're a big woman or a small woman, if she sees you slacking or if you're gaining weight, first of all, you got to take into consideration, now she got to buy your behind new uniform.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now Lizzo may have a budget for herself that doesn't include you. So if you came onto this tour as a size 18 and now you are 22, that's a problem. And also too, if you're gonna be dancing and be able to get through a 2 or 3 hour show, I don't give a damn if it's a 15 minute set, you need to be at 100%. Nobody says anything about Beyonce when she probably has those same stipulations. I mean, we've seen documentaries.
I would starve for Beyonce.
I mean, I wouldn't starve. She starved herself. Not, well, she didn't. She ate.
She went vegan.
She went vegan.
Which, and I would say, you know, starving yourself.
Well, I mean, if I couldn't have cheese, that's starvation. That's- I'm just saying. But I just feel like nobody else says anything about any other celebrity. Missy Elliott has been known to have the best dancers mm-hmm. behind her in music videos, period.
There's a whole show about the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders yes! and how horrible they are to them, yes. about their weight, about what they look like, about everything.
They and use calipers.
And y'all watch that shit. You love it.
You do. And then all of a sudden, because a bigger size woman does it, all of a sudden now she's like this horrible bitch. Like, how the fuck she gonna fat shame? Nobody's fat shaming. Okay, let's stop calling people shit. If I call Alyssa fat and I'm fatter than her, that's not me fat shaming her. That's just a good dig. God damn it. I'm just saying.
She got me.
Like, and I have the right as the artist to change my mind about you, whether mm-hmm. you're skinny or fat or whatever the case may be. And also too, because if something were to happen on tour and the one big girl in the back was struggling, they'd be like, now Lizzo, bitch, you need to get this big bitch in the back because she, bitch, she look a mess. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, if anything that happens, it's Lizzo's brand. And at the end of the day, if something, and I think Lizzo said something about to the effect of allegedly that their conduct was unprofessional. Well, that's another thing. Lizzo's name is a brand. Right. It's an entity. So if anybody fucks up on her team, you know what they're going to say?
Lizzo.
Lizzo's background dancers. Lizzo's PR. They don't know what your name is. Then for other people to come out and say, well, I've had a horrible experience with her as well. Bitch, shut the fuck up. Because if like, you didn't come out at that was time, greedy, shut up.
And she, well, yeah, she's fucking Lizzo. She's hot shit. She's running her own tour. And exactly. She can be whatever the fuck she wants to be.
Lizzo has worked very hard and has earned that right to be quote unquote a diva or whatever the case may be, because again, this is not corporate America, y'all. This is the entertainment industry that will love you for a second and spit your ass right back out. And the fact that people were just like, oh my god, when she won the Grammy for Record of the Year, oh my god, Lizzo, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Y'all was all over Ari Spears' neck when he came at Lizzo saying shit about Lizzo. Lizzo be minding her fucking business and people just keep saying shit about her, and then all of a sudden they just like, well, I knew Lizzo was a vile person. You don't know that girl. You've never even been in close proximity to her. Shut the fuck up.
Now, the banana shit was weird. Not here to yucky yum.
But she spoke about it before on multiple radio stations.
I think allegedly. That they were all just in this fun, quote, fun, like yes. relaxed social environment. Mm-hmm. But baby, you're the boss.
True. You can't fraternize with
you gotta start drawing the hard lines, because then guess what? They get to come back and be like, that was inappropriate and I didn't feel comfortable. Even exactly. though you were there laughing and taking shots and whatever. Yep. Because it's easy for people to switch it up. They could have been having a good time or they could have not been having a good time, but that was business.
And to me too, I'm sorry, with the amount of real fat shaming that Lizzo goes through, even if she did do that to you as a dancer, to me, like, you being in this industry of entertainment, everything is about your looks. They already don't want you there. And I also think too, on the back end of this, I really do think that these girls probably got, because they got fired allegedly, they came home and was like, shit, I no longer have access to the hotels. I don't have work. My bills are still due. What the fuck can I do? Because I'm just like, the fact that y'all just came out with this shit, like, y'all are grown ass adults who can make decisions for yourself.
Yeah.
And nobody can, if Lizzo didn't hold a gun to your head and make you eat a banana out of somebody's coochie, you like, and even if she did try to force you or whatever, like we talk about all the time how you go out and you're like, I'm not drinking, and we'd be like, drink. Like, you could easily say no as an adult. And so the fact that you're talking about she forced you to do it, the only way she forced you to do it is by putting a gun to your head and threatening you. I don't care if she threatened to fire you. That would have been the perfect time for you to come out and say, Lizzo fire me because I wouldn't eat a banana out of somebody's vagina.
Which is, I think, cause for a lawsuit.
No, it's not.
I think you could have a good grounds for a lawsuit.
I don't think you could, because even somebody
better than what we have now.
But I'm just saying, somebody could ask you to, or force you to do that. You, it's different if you're in corporate America.
Well, you could say that about Harvey Weinstein, though. That's what he was doing to girls, all of the girls in the entertainment industry.
True, but I feel like that's a bit different. Because
he's a man.
No. Yes, but no. I just feel, but also too, with those women, you had a choice to walk away.
That's true.
And I get it.
The choice was your career, but right. It was still a choice.
But also too, now you get into a position where you are suing this person, and now you're out publicly, allegedly slandering her technically and ruining her reputation. And then what's going to happen is, even if y'all do settle, what's going to end up happening is your lawyer is going to take most of that money.
Oh, 100%.
And then you're going to end up with nothing. And then you'll never be able to work again in the entertainment industry. Exactly. Who's going to want to work with you in the entertainment industry? Because now you got loose lips running the TMZ.
Yeah. Well, even some of the allegations, did you see, they were like, I don't know if it was a choreographer or who, but they were like, in one breath, she's, you know, talking about how much she loves God and Jesus. And then the next, she's making us do these sexual acts that we didn't want to do. And I was like, this just sounds like you're airing dirty laundry. Like, you didn't like her.
Did she make you do the sexual acts on her?
I don't know what was going on.
All I'm saying is,
you know, I don't have the attention span to read those.
You
documents.
Cannot convince me that Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carter is not a tyrant when it comes to her dancing.
Oh, she's probably horrifying.
I don't care what she shows you on her documentary. She's the executive producer. That's why she controls what
y'all
happens.
Y'all watch that Coachella set. How the fuck do y'all think that happened?
You think she was over there she just was like, a hey dictator. Guys, hey guys, please do right. I need you guys to be full out. Even on one thing that she had when she first became a solo artist as Dangerously in Love, and she told the choreographer, she's like, I need everybody in here. She was like, I feel like I've just said the same thing, and I'm not seeing it in front of me. So oof. I need you to fix it. That to me wasn't harsh, but I can guarantee you when them cameras went off, she probably went the fuck off. You can, even mm-hmm. James Brown himself used to fine his band if you played one note out of place.
It's a high stakes environment,
baby. It just is. It's not the same as corporate America where there's policies and procedures. Now, when you get into the entertainment industry, obviously ethics is more involved, I feel like, to a degree, but you are still an independent contractor. Like, you don't have an HR to go to.
Did
now
you?
Harvey Weinstein, I think you do.
That was did we talk about The Idol on this show?
The Idol?
Yeah.
No.
The show with The Weeknd and I was about to say Anna Sophia Robb. Lily Rose Depp.
No. Is that Johnny Depp's daughter or something?
Yeah. Well, don't watch it. It was horrible. I couldn't even finish it.
Okay.
The Weeknd was such a creeper in it.
He looks, first of all, he changed his face. He it looks was like a creep.
I finish every show. I could not finish the show. It was so like icky, nasty, disgusting, creepy.
Jeez.
And I watch weird shit all the time. Anyway, all that to say, it does do a good job of showing you this kind of inner working of the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. That shit's really interesting. It's also crazy. But yeah, everything's money. Time is money. Yes. Mistakes are money. The tour is money. So you just, everything has to be perfect all the time.
Absolutely. Even now, people are showing a lot of Beyonce, the Renaissance tour, and how certain things are not working. And they're like, you know, oh, we can see she's frustrated. She's irritated. Yeah, because she's in the middle of a set. Now, obviously, do you not think, first of all, Beyonce has been in this business, what, 20 years? Do you not think that this girl accounts for mistakes that will be made? Mm-hmm. This is human error. Every show is not going to go off without a hitch. Sometimes shit is going to not work because it's man-made. But people are just, oh, somebody's getting fired tonight. How do you know that? Why y'all say shit like that?
Negativity.
It's so dumb. It's just like you go to a doctor and a doctor tells, well, that's different.
Someone called the doctor and the doctor said,
no more monkeys jumping on the bed. But I'm just saying, you go to a mechanic and they miss something. They miss.
Were you going to say on, you go to a doctor and they miss something? Or they
no,
miss
no, no. I'm just saying, no, that should not happen because you have multiple steps before that point. But I'm just saying, if I go into a patient room and I, you know, start doing one exercise and they shit, right? I don't account for them shitting, but I have to prioritize. Okay, I still want to get my session with you. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to, so do I want to let you sit and shit for 5 minutes while we do these exercises?
Yes.
Or do I want to stop and clean you up and then we can do the exercise or you going to shit again? Mrs. Johnson, just keep doing the exercise. And then I clean you up at the end.
The best is when you have to tell your patient, you're like, listen, I know you're wet. You're just going to have to be wet. Oh, we're going to clean it up. I need one more set. And then we'll go back to clean you up.
Just while you're on the toilet, on the bedside, come on, like, on our quads.
Oh, exactly. You're like, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't make the rules. But you're
the one that pooped. I mean, what do you want me to do?
Hey, you know, we're going to get you cleaned up.
But I just,
and it's not running off the bed yet. So we have some time.
And here's the thing too. I'm not saying that I don't believe these women because if there's always three sides to every story.
And yours, theirs,
and the truth. So I won't completely say it. I just think that the way that they are going about it is very fishy. And nobody, people don't automatically believe celebrities just because they're celebrities. Because some OJ did it, we know. But I'm just saying, for Lizzo, I just don't feel like that's her personality.
Coming and
I feel
off like the backs of this Amber Heard trial, I just don't trust shit from anyone.
Very
anymore.
True. You got listen with Carly Russell, you gotta know all the facts first. That's all I'm saying. Can we wait until the trial or whatever? I know.
You just gotta say. But people just also, I've never been the person who hops into people's comments and is like, "I'm gonna tell you how trash you are."
No.
But there are a lot of people who do that, and y'all are mentally unstable
because they don't
something
read them.
Is not right.
Yeah, they don't read them anyway. But I also think too. I think we as a society need to. We need to be very careful about, myself included, with my opinions that I just gave. We need to be very careful about choosing sides of stories before all the facts are out. Like the Carly Russell situation happened and everybody was poking holes in the story already. And it's like, whoa, yeah. Let's let justice prevail.
Everyone
like,
jumped so quick. The Jamie Foxx thing that just happened.
Right. Well,
y'all.
Okay. So we skipping. So sorry. The Jamie Foxx thing that happened, lot. I know the Jamie. Okay, so in the news this week, Jamie Foxx came out with he was talking to somebody. Okay,
remember
he was talking,
we were just saying Jamie Foxx looks so good. I mean, he doesn't look great, but he's alive and on social media. What a blessing!
He looks amazing. So he posted on his Twitter, I think it was, or his Instagram. He said
with his anoxic ass,
they kill. He's not anoxic. He can make sentences. he said, they killed this dude named Jesus. What do you think they'll do to you? Hashtag fake friends, hashtag fake love. Now, when you read that or you hear that, what do you think he's talking
my
about?
My first thought was disciples, which translated to friends to me. I swear. I was like, yeah. Oh yeah, your friends will turn you in, whatever.
Right. So Jennifer Aniston and other people the Jewish community.
My God, with a swiftness.
Decided to, this is the most anti-Semitic thing. And I'm like, Jamie Foxx didn't say fuck the Jews. He didn't say like, y'all, context matters. Literally somebody posted and said.
Also, it looked like one of those chain messages you used to get sent to your phone. Like yes. That's what that looked like.
Well, the thing is, this one place says actor Jamie Foxx posts horrifically anti-Semitic message to his 16.7 million followers. Nowhere in there did he say the word Jewish, them white people, them black people, those Asian people, those people over there. He legit said
they, as in the people, as in I assumed a large collective, maybe.
Right. He didn't specify who it was. And then Jennifer Aniston, old bitch ass, come up here talking about, this really makes me sick. I did not like this post on purpose or by accident. And more importantly, I want to be clear to my friends and anyone hurt by this showing up in their feeds. I do not support any form of anti-Semitism, and I truly don't tolerate hate of any kind, period. When did Jamie Foxx say he hate Jews? I just don't get it.
Fair. I'm not Jewish.
I'm not Jewish either.
So I didn't take offense. I would love anyone who's Jewish to let me know what you thought. Maybe, I don't know.
I'm sorry.
It seemed left field. I literally saw it before anyone commented on it. Like I saw when he posted it. I just kept, I didn't even, not even a second thought.
To me, that
kept,
wasn't anti.
Kept scrolling.
You cannot convince me that was anti-Semitic. At the end of the day, this context matters. And this is the point that I'm making too, even with the Lizzo situation. As soon as you start saying allegations against people, it's, and especially in the, we're talking about only the entertainment industry. We are not talking about corporate America, because that's very different.
Or politics.
Or politics is very, well, that could be entertainment depending on who you're talking about. But for the most part, we're only talking about entertainment. When you say allegations, soon as you come out of the bag, people start to lose things immediately before the facts are released. Even in the situation for Lizzo, and I'm not just saying it because she's my fave, because she's not. I don't have faves in the industry, right? But all I'm saying is that as soon as you start putting allegations out there, people start, it's detrimental to the people that you're accusing. And a lot of times you can't take that shit back. When Michael Jackson was, when one person came out and said, oh my God, he touched my child, right? Came back out that he didn't actually do it, da 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 da. Let's not even use Michael Jackson. Let's use another situation.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm just, let's use another situation. This person beat
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp. This man beat me, he abused me, blah, 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 right?
Loses all his movies, endorsements.
And now that he's been exonerated, he's still having to crawl back out of the hole that allegations created. And the same thing goes for Jamie Foxx. Y'all, just 2 weeks ago, y'all was prayers up for Jamie Foxx. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, he's such an amazing person. Then you come out and say he's anti-Semitic when you're not even looking at the context of what this man is saying. He said, hashtag fake friends. Clearly he's talking about maybe somebody in his camp or one of his friends that betrayed him. Is it not a fact? Let's be clear. Well, let's go to religion, right? Is it not a fact in the Christian religion that Jesus had 12 disciples follow him, correct?
Yes.
And a couple of them denied him and said, no, we don't know that brother. And he was crucified. Is that not what it says in the Bible?
Biblically, factually, I do think that is true.
But that's what I'm saying. So I'm like, when did the Jewish community come into it? Now, understand. I understand the context and the history of the Jewish community when it comes to Jesus and all that kind of stuff. I'm not ignorant to that. But all I'm saying is that in the context of what Jamie Foxx, what I believe Jamie Foxx to be saying in that message, he was not talking about Jewish people. Y'all are reaching at this point.
I just,
and the fact that he put out an apology, what the fuck are you apologizing for?
Quick to say, I don't know whether or not things are anti-Semitic, like, with a swiftness.
Like, but, seriously?
And we're not doing the whole, is it racist? Blah, blah, blah. But whenever it's mildly racist or undertones of racism, mm-hmm. it's just like, is it? I don't know. They didn't mean that. Benefit of the doubt. And it's never this, like, swift, he hates you. You know what I mean? Or they hate black people. It's just like, they didn't mean it like that.
Well, you just did that to me today when I told you about the girl at Alamo Cafe.
Well, that's very different.
It's racial. And anti-Semitism, you know, is racial.
If you felt that it was racial, then it was racial.
That's what I'm saying.
That's how it should be.
But at the same time, I could have just been overacting. And the context matters. You could
have been, I don't know where we're going with this. I don't know what side you want me to be on right now.
No, I don't
I'm
either.
So confused. Do you see why this is hard for me?
I just don't think he was talking about the Jewish community.
I didn't read it as that way. Again, I'm not, Hollywood, from what I understand, has a large Jewish community. And I do not live around a lot of Jewish people. I don't have a plethora of Jewish friends. So maybe if I did and I heard something, it would change the way I viewed things or my perspective. I don't know. That's why I'm asking. Did Jewish people, were they super offended?
But my thing is, I don't even know. I don't even know they were really offended. All I'm saying is every time somebody brings up Jesus, they are not talking about the Jewish community.
Oh yeah.
Because if that was the case, then you'd have to cancel the entire Christian community.
Yeah.
Like literally. Like,
I assumed he was talking about disciples, the friends, the close people to Jesus.
Right. No.
Who were Jewish, technically.
No. I didn't.
Well, Christians, because they were Jesus' friends. The Jewish by association. Nationality?
I don't know. It's.
Listen.
The Book of Enoch is missing.
I'm here to do this right now.
We're not theologians. All I'm saying is the way I interpreted his thing when he said hashtag fake friends, hashtag fake love. To me, that meant that he was talking about somebody in his camp or somebody close to him betrayed him or did something that he didn't like. And I did not attribute it to the disciples.
He had to come straight out with an iOS press release himself.
But why is that the case when it comes to the Jewish community? But because nobody is quick to run when Paula Deen says, nigga, nigga, nigga. No, nobody don't say shit about that.
Where is Paula Deen?
She got canceled because she said it. Because we with as the black
chest,
people.
With her whole chest.
And her pots were now $20 because she said it. All I'm saying is people in this industry love to be quick to apologize for the appearance of anti-Semitism, but are very slow when it comes to disrespecting black and brown people and using slurs, especially the N-word. They love to use the N-word and just apologize for it. Like your homeboy.
Who?
In NASCAR. What were you talking about, the guy in NASCAR?
Oh, what? He's not my homeboy. I don't even know his name.
Oh, I put NCAA. It was definitely NASCAR.
My bad. Let's see what his name is. You don't have it.
I was like, ma'am, you're the researcher. I don't do that.
There was a lot of fun.
I just put NASCAR guy gets suspended. I actually put NCAA guy gets suspended.
There was a lot of fun stuff racially charged that happened this week.
Oh, with the Tennessee minor league team?
If I could get to my freaking save.
I thought you were just going to Siri it or something.
Dude, Siri was that whole rant you went on about Jewish people.
Yeah.
Siri was picking up every word.
No way.
I was trying to screenshot.
You better not try to use my words against me as if we're not recording.
I know. Let's try this.
I'm just saying, I'm not an anti-Semitic person. I didn't read that as Jamie Foxx being anti-Semitic. And I feel like people were more outraged who are probably not Jewish than the actual Jewish community.
Noah Gragson. That's his name. He is a NASCAR. Why would you? He's a NASCAR driver. NASCAR is like the most white trash shit we could like.
You said it, not me. Those are your people. Because Alyssa's white.
I can't say it. That shit's white trash. He is now suspended from NASCAR because he, first of all, I don't understand how people don't realize. We were just talking about Richard Lawson, who is older, so I'll give him a pass. Mm-hmm. People can see what you like on social media if you're using your own account. Get a fake account.
Get a burner account.
Get a burner, get a Finsta. Anyway, he liked this meme of it's a crab body with George Floyd's head on it, which like, why are we making memes about George Floyd?
Because people are racist.
Anyway, and it says under the knee, like under the sea from Little Mermaid. This NASCAR driver liked it and everyone was like, this shit's fucking racist, dude.
It is.
And NASCAR was like, oh, we already have a reputation. You got to get suspended.
With the noose and the thing. Yeah. I mean.
At least they're holding people accountable.
Where
now.
Was Jennifer Aniston? Where was that energy, Jennifer Aniston? You didn't say anything about the goddamn NASCAR driver, though.
And other news, fun news in sports.
Okay.
Now to baseball.
Wow.
There's a minor league baseball team in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattanooga.
You ever been to Chattanooga?
Hell no.
Me either. Are we going to go?
Fuck would I go there.
I know.
It's more racist than Texas, allegedly. Way down yonder.
I'll have to put a picture here.
If it ain't Memphis, I ain't going.
I heard Memphis is...
Memphis is black.
Yeah.
I would only go to the black parts of Tennessee.
Okay. Memphis. I like that. Elvis is from Tennessee.
I don't give a fuck about that, man.
Okay.
Fair. Racist ass
thief. That's fair. Okay. Anyway, they had some merchandise that just got pulled because, okay, they called...
allegedly.
No, it is pulled.
No, I'm talking about Elvis being a racist.
Oh, allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly. The protection package. The Chattanooga Lookouts. That's the name of the minor league baseball team.
Okay.
Right, so kind of... I don't know what that means, lookouts.
What are you, just a pair of eyes?
Great. Glad you said that. Okay. So they decided to, on one of their... merch t-shirts, they shortened Chattanooga to Nuga, and the O's are eyes, but they're kind of like ovally eyes.
Okay, how many G's?
There's one G, two O's and a G. So
be N-O-O-G-A.
So they have a shirt that says Nuga with two eyes and P, or like two eyeballs.
Yeah, like the emoji eyeballs.
And I just need everyone right now, if you're in charge of any kind of company business, I need everyone to go hire one black person to just sit on the board. Just one. To run through every decision.
That's not enough. You need people.
At least.
You need people with context, with experience.
Who saw that?
Because if they hired your black ass, you wouldn't be like,
I'd be like, cute.
That's awesome.
Why not? Cute.
Exactly. But if they hired me, I'd be like, cut it.
Yeah.
Cut
it. No, even I saw that and I was like, are you, come on.
It looks like the N word with an A.
And the eyes look a little like.
Like a G.
Not a good
Same
look.
Amount of letters. You see, but you see how this Tennessee team cannot make a shirt that's not anti-Semitic, but they can make a shirt that can disrespect black people very easy and then just give an apology and you still get to keep your team. I think you should be banned from the minor leagues for that. Where's Jennifer Aniston? Is she y'all next mascot or something? She has so much to say about Jamie Foxx.
I know.
It's just ridiculous. So, all I'm saying is People know how not to be anti-Semitic. These, when was the last time you've seen a company post something that was anti-Semitic? I will wait on that.
I don't know.
The last person who said some anti-Semitic that was like a celebrity was Kanye West, and he don't count.
That's true.
I mean, he does count, but I'm
no,
just saying.
No, he doesn't. He's on his own little world. Listen,
we know he off his meds. Okay, that is not a pass. That's all I'm saying. He's different. Okay.
But when have you seen are not excuses.
When have you seen a big, large? When has H&M ever said anything anti-Semitic? But you put little monkeys on a black boy. Like, come on.
I do remember that. TBT.
It's insane. What were you talking about? Oh, Lord Jesus. What were you talking about?
Speaking of black people getting disrespected, Kylie Jenner now has a Bratz doll, like a line of Bratz dolls. Have you seen them?
You know about Bratz?
Like
the
Bratz.
Little girls with the makeup
like
and the big
lips?
Like
the slutty Barbies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which, like, that's not a dig. I love a slutty Barbie. I love a Bratz doll.
I was a grown adult before
I wish
Bratz
I looked
out.
Like a Bratz doll. She's like the first celebrity to get her own line of Bratz dolls, and it's the Bratz doll brand, but they have some of her like most well-known outfits.
Okay.
These dolls have my color skin.
And they're supposed to be Kylie?
And they're supposed to be Kylie Jenner.
Interesting. I guess they think because they have babies with black men that puts them to, you know, puts them in close proximity to blackness, I guess. I don't know.
And half of me is like, okay, she probably doesn't get final say on this kind of shit. Like, it's mass produced.
At this point, amount of controversy, you talk all the time about how Chris is this big wizard.
I would, which, like, I'm 50-50 because I'm like, do you get to see the final product? I don't know.
I'm
they mass
quite
produce
sure
them.
You
but
do.
Also, I'd be like, immediately take them off shelves. They are black.
Yeah, and they shouldn't be.
And they should not be.
Not unless you came out with a black one, a mixed race one, a Hispanic one, an Asian one.
Like the
a
Fenty
white
shades
one.
Of Bratz dolls.
Exactly. But if they all look like Sierra and you are Jennifer Aniston, that's a problem.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
And still
so
you keep reporting on these
update.
People.
Well, it's just interesting at this point.
Yeah.
Here's a new one. Did you hear all this? Okay, remember how we talked about Ariana Grande, how she was dating, she just divorced her husband or separated from her husband. Allegedly, she's dating one of her co-stars from the Wicked movie who just had a baby with his wife. Did we talk about that?
Vaguely, but we don't have to go into the details. Uh-huh. Keep
all going. That to say, then remember everyone was talking about how she does this all the time.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She separates couples, yada, yada, who cares, whatever. But word on the street is now companies are like, okay, yeah, we can't work with her anymore because she has this reputation and people are all turning against her. So like Ulta wants to pull her stuff.
Hey, Cloud smells really good. Don't do that.
Baccarat Rouge dupe.
Yeah, but I mean, I can get it from Ross.
That's true. Yeah. That's why I'm saying, like, I don't think people, I mean, they have to realize like public perception is your brand. That's your money.
True. But I think, but when does public perception take a back seat to your own personal life? And
yeah.
You have to learn how to separate the person from the entertainment entity because they are not the same. Look at Ashley O.
Ashley O. Miley Cyrus?
Yes. Like on the actual Black Mirror episode.
Oh,
not like,
I was like
Miley
huh,
Cyrus in real
interesting.
Life. But even too, Hannah Montana was the perfect depiction of that.
Sure.
Like Hannah Montana is this entity, but then Miley Cyrus is the person
she's
behind
just
it.
She's just a girl.
She's just a girl. And people just, you can't be Ariana Grande all the time. You can't be Lizzo all the time. You can't be Beyonce all the time. You can't expect these people to be this rock and roll entity all 24/7.
Yeah.
Because they're human at the end of the day. And then you put them on these high pedestals, and then when they fall, you're just like, God damn it, I knew it. That they were human? Let's see your search browser history. Any one of us could be Carly Russell. I'm just saying, don't put it past yourself because you don't know.
I don't even know what's in my search history.
I mean, but look at Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp has been, quote unquote, the same since the Pirates of the Caribbean, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The same guy. But look at his reputation. Got tarnished being the same person
dragged
of who he is.
Mud.
And it was all allegations. Now, Ariana, what? Yeah, Ariana Grande,
name, yeah.
She could do whatever she wants to behind closed doors. It'd be different if she was sleeping with minors.
Yes.
But if these grown men decide to step out of their marriage and sleep with her, where
like
is the defamation for them?
Yeah.
He may look like a child, but she looked like a child too.
That's true.
But I don't think that's fair that you get to that. You, but it, what's fair when you own it. I get it. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's the these companies can do whatever they want to do. But it's kind of like Halle Bailey with being the Little Mermaid. And them, this girl had a whole life before she became the Little Mermaid. Mm-hmm. And then you don't think that she can cuss and do whatever, like, and be half naked wherever she wants to be. Oh, that's a Little Mermaid. No, she's Halle Bailey, who happened to play a character.
She'll always be the Little Mermaid to me.
Yeah, but you got to take off the fin because she can walk, okay?
She got legs.
She can walk. Like,
I know, wild.
People, oh my God, we can't believe she's showing boobs. She's a grown-ass woman with legs and boobs.
I can't wait to do fucked up shit and get flamed for it when I'm famous. Oh, can't wait.
Listen, you must ain't gonna be doing a podcast with me because I'm gonna tell it all.
You're gonna be like, that was her, and she did it here, 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 and don't come for me. That was all her.
Only the thoughts of Fowler. Don't come to Fleming with that bullshit because I'm gonna cuss your ass out.
Well, what's fucked up is if you don't own up to it, you don't say anything, people talk all this shit, and then you look like you're hiding something. If you own up to it, like when Doja Cat does all this crazy shit, and she's like, yeah, I said it, and I say it again, and everyone's like, she's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And you still get flamed.
This is why, too, as fickle as we think the entertainment industry is, we the consumers are just as fickle.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you something. You're never going, I say this all the time, and I've been saying this, I think, since the beginning of the podcast. You are never going to convince me to stop watching The Cosby Show.
I feel like every episode we talk about the damn
Cosby Show. Like you talk about The Kardashians.
We're going to talk about The Cosby. Because The Kardashians is a current show.
Cosby is a current show.
No, it's not.
When I turn on my TV, it come on.
Oh my God.
Now, whether or not I got to look at it with an app, that's none of your business. All I'm saying is,
that shit's grainy. No matter what you watch it on, it's going to be grainy because it hasn't aired since the fucking 90s.
If you have a 4K TV, it's not grainy. I'm not saying I do, but I'm just saying. All I'm saying is, too, you're never going to convince me to stop listening to R. Kelly's music because I want to listen to it.
All her opinions. They are. Share none of them.
I
skip right over.
And just because I listen to his music does not mean that I agree with what he did, because I can separate the person from the entertainment entity. Now, if he was a CEO of a Fortune 500 company with HR involved and everything else, I can't do it. But it's, you got to be able to take that mask off, and you can't tell celebrities that they can't take off this entity that we as the consumers put onto them. That's not fair.
Do you think it's harder now, or people are more sensitive to that because of social media? Because yes, you feel like you know them as a person and you fucking don't.
Absolutely.
Which is like why I think Beyonce's done such a good job of being like, y'all know Beyonce, y'all are only gonna know Beyonce, mm-hmm, y'all aren't gonna know me.
Exactly. And but I think that's, but you, I think we as the consumer, I won't say we because I'm not a part of the Beehive, but I feel like the Beehive has pushed Beyonce into a place of solitude and silence, which is why you don't know what her TikTok is. She'll come out with these random videos on Snapchat or whatever the case, you know, with these filters, mm-hmm, and stuff. This is why you don't know certain parts of her. This is why probably she doesn't even do interviews anymore now, because everybody thinks they know everything about her. And I honestly feel like it was when she was pregnant with Blue.
Everybody was just saying, like, she wasn't pregnant after, right, she had all those miscarriages. Oh, that was awful.
And she's just like, y'all don't deserve no more pieces of me. I've already given you enough from Destiny's Child, and the fact that y'all attack me as a woman who was trying to grow a human being, and then all of a sudden when she revealed that she had all these miscarriages, then people are like, that is so sad. Yeah, but y'all were the same ones crucifying her. So that's why,
it was all a lie, and it's really just her surrogate uterus farm, and that's where she went off to, and that's why she's so quiet.
Okay, you would think I'm the Beehive and you're not, because I don't even know where she gets these conspiracy theories from. But
it's on the internet.
I think if Beyonce had a uterus farm, I think you'd have a lot of trans women that would probably be on that farm.
I don't know. Supposedly it's overseas.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go down a TikTok rabbit hole on that?
Yep. Sure did.
Shut it down. No, I'm kidding. I'll tell you what else is shutting down. Trump's freedom.
I did hear that. So Trump apparently, indicted.
Yeah, he got indicted again. And people, I heard this one call that they were doing into this one show, and it was like a very conservative show, and this lady was over here crying. She was just like, I just can't believe if this is true. I voted for him twice. Like, I can't believe he lied. Why would you trust any politician?
Every politician, that's their whole job, is to lie.
Like, they're politicians.
They're literally professional liars. A lot of them are lawyers, which is a professional liar. Then they become a politician, which is just like a celebrated and professional liar.
A professional liar and manipulator. I mean, they're great at what they do sometimes, but
no, a good politician is a great liar and
how do you think Joe Biden got 70 something million people to vote for him? It ain't because he's good at his damn job.
I feel like there's a bunch of different kinds of ways to manipulate people, and he is like the dumb manipulator. Like, he just plays stupid to manipulate people.
Well, we do it every day on our jobs as therapists.
That's true.
I manipulate my patients every day. I will convince you. You tell me I don't feel like getting up. Well, you know what? I see that your sheets are wrinkled. Let's just stand real quick. Just so I can adjust your sheets.
We manipulate for good.
Fail for it.
Not for evil.
we definitely manipulate for the greater good. But we do it all the time.
All the time.
Ciara and Chris Brown.
Speaking of.
Are back together
separating
again.
The artist from the art.
I love that.
I'm ready to see a video. I want to see them dance.
Did you not see it?
Is it already out?
Yeah. Oh, they're on the train.
I just saw the post. I didn't see the video.
No, it kind of looks like, what's the movie with Four and Triss?
Divergent
when they were on the trains or whatever. Yeah. And so they're like the girls with her and then the guys with him and
ooh, an old callback.
Really cute. Yeah, it's really cute.
I love watching Ciara dance.
I love the fact that Ciara can just dibble and dabble in a little bit of music and then just go be a millionaire's wife. Yeah. And call it a day. I mean, I think she's a millionaire herself, but I'm just saying I love Ciara and Chris Brown together as far as making music, because I think they're really good collaborators. Collaborators.
You said collaborators.
Collaborators.
Okay.
Why do you keep judging the way I say stuff?
Because then I have to take a second to think what the fuck you just said.
Collaborators.
Okay.
With a B.
Okay, good. Spell it.
C-O-L-L-A-B-O-R-A-T-O-R-S? Or very E-R-S?
Nice. Oh, no.
It's O-R-S.
Yes, it collaborators. Is. Good job.
I can spell. I got 4 degrees.
Who do you think would win in a spelling bee? Me or you?
Definitely me.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. Now, a math contest, you.
Yeah. Oh, you bitch, a patient asked me to tell time today.
Could you do it?
It was my worst nightmare. I need y'all all to know this is a safe space for me and for you. I can technically tell time.
Okay.
It takes me an extended amount of time to tell time on an analog clock.
Yeah, because a quarter to three is what? As we all know.
If you have...
A quarter to three.
A quarter is 15 minutes in time.
Yes.
And if it is a quarter until three, it is 2:45.
Oh. She's learning, y'all. I love that for her.
At 30 years old.
I love that for you.
But it just, I can't do it quick. It takes too long. I second guess myself. And so today a patient was like, what is the time? And one of the physical therapists was busy doing something. She's like, just look at the clock. He just wants to know the time. And I was like, I have a watch. I have a phone. It's on exactly. Everything. And I just sat there and I was like, my worst nightmare.
Yeah, your generation has a hard time with analog clocks because it's not because they're stupid. It's literally because digital clocks are what's in everybody's houses.
It might as well be a sundial. Like, why are we using it?
Yeah.
You know? And I get it. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you who else has gotten the message, and I think other people need to follow suit. The Dollar Tree is going back to $1. Woohoo! I love it.
I hate the Dollar Tree.
You don't blaspheme. The Dollar Tree is amazing.
It's always dusty in there, and it's all the things are a dollar, but it's like the package is half full.
Okay, well, that's why you fill it up with something else. I'm kidding. Don't do that. Allegedly. I don't do that.
I don't know. And it makes me sleepy, that store, for some reason.
Well, what are you going in there to buy? How much time are you spending in there?
I feel like,
where
I don't
you
know.
Get sleepy?
I never go. I'm always dragged.
You maybe sure don't why. Have a carbon monoxide leak or something?
Like, why does this store always make me so sleepy and dizzy?
That's interesting.
Well, that's good. Why did they decide to do that? That's weird because everything's going up in price.
Yeah, but not the Dollar Tree, not with that raggedy ass quality. Well, it's not all their
Dollar Tree. Dollar General isn't a dollar, but Dollar Tree is everything a dollar.
It's supposed to be, but now it's $1.25. But also, too, I think they're having a hard time competing with some of the other stores like Target and Walmart, who actually sell stuff for 99¢ or 89¢ for certain things. So it may be cheaper to get it at Walmart or Target versus the Dollar Tree.
I know a lot of Dollar Tree stands.
I'm a Dollar Tree stand. I love Dollar Tree.
A lot of people love the Dollar Tree.
I do. I won't buy food out of there, except for candy, but not anything in the frozen section. I'll buy a drink.
We used to do Dollar Tree a lot for like holidays, Valentine's Day, Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little goodies and stuff.
Don't buy the nail polish. It's going to come off. Allegedly.
You heard it here first.
Did you hear about Ozempic. I remember we talked about, we had an episode called Ozempic parties, right? Mm-hmm. And how you were telling us about celebrities having these Ozempic parties and everybody on Mojourno and Ozempic. Well, apparently, allegedly, there are some people that are actually suing the manufacturer of Ozempic and Mounjaro because they filed the lawsuit because apparently people are getting, there's a side effect of the medication that is inducing stomach paralysis.
What did y'all think that shit was gonna do? That's its whole job, is to make you stop eating.
True.
To slow your digestion to a halt.
Yeah.
But you can't give into it. You gotta feed yourself anyway.
True.
You know?
And then most people are saying that they're actually injecting themselves in the stomach with it because it actually causes their symptoms, like their nausea and symptoms and whatnot, to be less. But I'm like, if you constantly stick yourself in the stomach every week or whatever, like, yeah, that's going to cause some kind of adverse effect, unfortunately. Allegedly.
Did you, there was a video of this woman, I don't know, have I told you this, that she said she, like, ate half of a grilled cheese sandwich, like, 2 days before she made the video. She was on Ozempic, she got sick, she threw up, she was like, it was not digested. It came out almost, and like, she could see the sandwich.
That's happened to me before, with green beans.
Okay.
They legit came back out as green.
So I'm like, this is like, I think people just, you know, got on the Ozempic trend and wanted to lose weight, which, like, more power to you if that's what you wanted to do. But it's medication. It's like,
it really is. I think a lot of people forget that it is.
There are side effects. There are things it's supposed to do. Right. There, it's not just a magic pill.
Yeah.
Or shot or whatever.
Yeah. Pills and potions.
Yeah. But yeah. if you're scared and you want to get rid of your Ozempic, send it over here.
Absolutely. I'll take it.
I will take it.
I'll take it. I'm a physical therapist.
I tried to steal my mom's. She was not having it.
Yeah, no. It's like, your mom's skinny enough. Give us some.
That's what Ms. I said.
God damn it.
She showed me a picture of herself from a year ago. She looks so good. She's lost so much weight.
So I'm like, how much more do you want?
That's what I said. I said, don't be greedy. You're capped. What, are you going to be hotter than your 30-year-old daughter? It's selfish.
Oh, you're admitting that you're 30?
Yeah, I'm just rounding it up at this point.
I was going to say, you didn't turn 30 yet.
29 doesn't sit well with me.
Why not?
I don't know.
This should be the best time of your life, enjoying your 20s.
I would rather be 27 than 29, but I'd like the way 30 sounds more than I like 29.
27 was a great year for me.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I had a lot of fun 27. I had too much fun.
Maybe I'll just start telling people I'm 27. If anyone asks, I'm 27.
Nobody's going to believe you.
Someone told me I looked 26 the other day.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but they were also 22, so what the fuck do they know?
Can't trust those kids. Last but not least, two things real quick. In the hospital setting, did you hear about, apparently there are some hospitals, and there was one in Colorado, I think one allegedly in Texas, that, and there was two other states that were hit with cyber attacks in their hospitals.
No, but every time I hear that, it reminds me of that episode of Grey's Anatomy.
I agree, where they couldn't get into the Pyxis and get meds and stuff. I think that's a real possibility. If they can hack into the gas lines and all that good jazz, they can hack into the government.
Student loans.
That's what I'm saying. Like, every hacker out there, I'm pleading with y'all. If you just teach me how to hack, I'll hack Sally Mae myself. Allegedly. This is just for entertainment. I'm kidding. I would never do that.
And it's not admissible in court.
Call me. But all I'm saying is, y'all are hacking the wrong things. Like, why would you want to hack a hospital? Just go hack a pharmacy. Is that
what you want to do? The good thing about it? There has to be a reason. I guess all the information, like the personal information.
But what information do you need?
Did you hear about the hospital that there was a breach of some kind of information because all these employees were getting notices from unemployment that their unemployment couldn't be processed because they were still actively working?
I only know of one person that happened to so far where somebody tried to claim unemployment for them, even though they are currently working a full-time job. To them. Really?
There was some kind of data breach, yeah.
Well, then y'all got hit too.
So I'm wondering if that's like the kinds of things that people would.
But why won't you do that just as regular Americans? I mean, nurses and therapists ain't cool. I mean, everybody broke.
I guess, I don't know. Hospitals have social security numbers. They have addresses.
True, but I feel like a bank does too.
I don't know. Maybe because it's not money information, it's not as protected.
Possibly.
Maybe, but shouldn't your personal information be more protected? Well, like, I mean, your health information?
I mean, they have IT, but, you know, that's what they tell you, not to plug up certain things at hospitals and their, like, USB drives and all that kind of stuff. And if you can plug something in, but you can't get it off.
Right. Can't get off at the hospital.
Yeah.
Interesting. But yeah.
That's crazy though. Maybe that's the way the new identity theft then.
Maybe.
That's crazy. Wow. Interesting. What are you watching?
Okay. I started watching this show. My mom always tries to get me to watch these like weird hoorah patriot US Army ops shows, and I'm like,
I actually love those.
I'm like, no, absolutely not. I love all of them. Remember the freaking Terminalist? Yeah. Banger. Yeah. Like, so she was like, you gotta watch this. It's Zoe Saldana. Love. She is
Zoe Saldana.
I just love her.
Saldana?
Yeah, whatever.
She's amazing at everything she does, even though she doesn't believe she's black.
And I always, for some reason, just think of her as Avatar. But
see, I'm always thinking of her as Colombiana.
Oh.
She did great.
Yeah, so she's in it, and she basically is like this badass military CIA lady who forms this group. Like, she forms this group of women who infiltrate these like high profile Middle Eastern targets, like the wives and girlfriends and stuff, so they can learn the information, the whereabouts and shit.
Wow.
And it's really interesting. It's on Paramount Plus, but I think you can stream it. You get like a week free of Paramount Plus on Prime or whatever if you have Paramount. But that's really good. I started the show called The Crowded Room on Apple TV with Tom Holland.
The Crowded Room?
The Crowded Room. And I'm like halfway through. I still don't know what's going on. And it's slow, but I can't stop because I feel like I'm right on the precipice of finding out what it is. You know?
That's a really good GRE word.
Thank you.
The precipice.
I can't tell time, but bitch, I can speak.
Spell it.
So, no.
No. You were like, no.
I think it is about the first man who was, they used the insanity plea for. Like one of the first people who was diagnosed with.
What year was this set in?
Like the 70s. Oh. With multiple personality disorder. So he committed these crimes, but Amanda Seyfried is the psychologist, the girl from the Karen from Mean Girls.
Yes.
She's the psychologist, and I think she's kind of like, he doesn't know that he doesn't know that these things are going on. So it is really interesting. It's all coming together. I'll let you know when I know.
Yeah, that seems like not a sci-fi thriller, but like a
psychological thriller.
Thriller. Yeah.
And it's Tom Holland, so it's interesting because he's like, you know, Spider-Man, but it's drama in this one.
Cool beans.
What are you watching?
I actually just started back watching TV. As y'all know, I haven't watched TV in like probably like the last 2 months. I tried to watch They Clone Tyrone yesterday.
Did you fall asleep?
No, I didn't even start it. It just kept replaying like the preview, and I was just like, I can't get into this. So I ended up just turning it off. Yeah. And then today I started watching Extraction Part 2 with what's his name?
Oh, Thor. The Hemsworth.
Liam, no.
Chris.
Chris Hemsworth. Liam is from
The Last Song.
Which?
Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I started watching that. I actually have like 20 minutes left. It's actually really good.
What is he extracting? I've never seen those movies.
So the first one, he was extracting a young kid, somebody's son. It was some important guy's son that they were going to try to use to kidnap and like use him from ransom. So he ended up getting him before the bad guys got to him, and just trying to keep him alive and everything. And then the extraction one ends where he gets like shot all up and shit, and then falls off of a big bridge. And so you're just like, oh my God, is he dead or is he alive? And this, obviously he's alive because Extraction Part 2. So, but it's really good though. It's really good. It's a lot of killing. It's action, you know.
Nice.
It's way better than the Liam Neeson shit.
Whatever. He was just too old to be believable.
Yeah, he's slow. He's like a Steven Seagal now.
Yeah.
So it's like, wow, great.
Let's get some hot, fresh blood in there.
Exactly. All the damn Takens.
Does he have his accent, or is he in an American accent?
Who, Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, he's an American accent.
I like when he has the Australian accent.
Well, he speaks other languages.
Oh, in the movie?
Yeah, because he's like a, you know.
Like a spy?
No, like a SEAL or whatever. Oh. Or like a assassin. I don't know, whatever. A DEA. I think he was a DEA agent or some shit.
Oh, interesting. But, yeah. Okay, maybe I'll watch it.
Yeah, it was really good. It's on Netflix.
I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Cool. But I do want to see They Clone Tyrone because I heard a lot of great things about it.
I made it halfway through. And it
Jamie Foxx is in it, and he's not anti-Semitic, but anyway.
We got to support Jamie Foxx.
You got, listen, this man just got a big bill, okay, from the hospital for these hemorrhoids that he just got cut out, allegedly. Okay, when people thought he was dying.
Don't play with his money.
Don't play with this man. Don't do that. Y'all know Jamie Foxx ain't anti-Semitic. Don't do that. Anyway, anything else we need to talk about before we get out of here?
No, let's go on get.
All right, y'all. Well, thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Face Off with Flipping and Fowler. Y'all have an amazing week.
On purpose.
On purpose. And y'all remember to spread love.
Spread light.
And don't forget to laugh your face off. Please press the right button this time.
Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of The Face Off with Fleming and Fowler. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at The Face Off Pod. Be sure to tune in to The Face Off every Tuesday where new episodes are released.